I want to get a little confidential advice from you if I can. Just think out loud. I talked to you once about it, and I know you think it's kind of confusing to repeat it, but I've got this Katzenbach thing on my hands. The pros of that situation are that I guess the president ought to have a legal advisor, an attorney general that has to act on everything with him, every executive order he issues and every authority he delegates. It's more than just a legal paper. It's a man that he trusts and believes in and whose judgment on other matters he respects. And he's very close to him. I've gotten along very well with this fella. He handles the Congress very well. Gets along with people like Dirksen. He gets along with people like Eastland. He gets along with the Sellers and the Willises over in the House. None of them are coming in howling about him. He's Bobby's closest friend and Bobby's closest man, and his people down there are all the same way. As a consequence, most of my people are constantly shoving me, saying that you ought to make this change. He would be very glad to go to CIA, and most of the people strongly recommend him there. They think he's an able fella, and he's a quiet fella, and he's a trustworthy fella. He's willing to stay in government. He's not chubby. He never comes in to ask for anything. He never promotes anything. And my relationship with him, I must say, is A+. So much for that. The person that I want to be my attorney general, the person I respect most from the legal standpoint and from the compassionate standpoint and from the integrity standpoint, is Abe Fortas. He comes from Memphis. I've known him since 1940, when we were both young Southerners up here running around trying to find our way and supporting Roosevelt and the New Deal. And he's been in everything for me since. He's represented the Supreme Court, the Parr case. He's represented me in everything he ever had, and I think is by far the ablest lawyer I know. And the lawyers I talk to in good firms tell me that they consider him one of the 5 or 10 top lawyers in this town or even in this country. Clark Clifford is the third one, but he is more reserved, and he's not quite as patient with me as you are when I'm talking to you, and he's not quite as willing for you to come talk to him as you are. He's a little cooler customer and a little more of a fancy Dan, more country club. And he just doesn't see us in Johnson City the way Fortas does. Fortas knows all about us. He is raised that way, and he is a poor boy, and he knows it. And he has a good deal of sympathy and understanding for us, and he's constantly trying to find ways for me to answer problems and not to create conflicts and so forth. Fortas, when Bobby Becker got in trouble, he did not ask me or talk to me. He went to see Fortas, though, because he knew that I thought that Fortas was the ablest lawyer in the country. And he knew that I thought you were the ablest senator, so he just naturally, watching, he did those things. He didn't discuss his trouble with me, hasn't until now. But he talked to Fortas, and Fortas gave him advice, and the advice he gave him was good. Namely, was to keep his mouth shut and quit seeing these newspapers and quit giving out interviews, get rid of this secretary and stuff like that. About that time I became president, Fortas gave out a statement that he could no longer represent him because he was being called upon for other advisory duties. And he was. He drafted, along with your polishing up on 2 or 3 paragraphs, the equal employment order. Nobody ever challenged it. He drafted a good many statements of mine like that, and he supplies the brains that's kind of the bridge. Now, back in the early 40s, he worked in the AAA with a New Deal group of young lawyers, and he's a New Dealer. And he belonged to one or two liberal outfits. At least they had his name. He denies that he belonged to them. Lawyers Guild, I think. He belonged to the Lawyers Guild. And he was in it a year and resigned. But for the last 15 years, he's been head of the, I expect, the biggest law firm here and one of the best. He's the man that I would want as Attorney General. Just as I would want you sitting out in my outer office if I could have you. The question that I need somebody that's frank and fatherly with me to tell me is, does his connections and does his reputation, is it such that it costs me more than it would be worth? Or should I go on and do what my judgment tells me I want to do, or should I just continue Katzenbach and let Fortas do the advising for me and let Katzenbach run the department, or should I let Katzenbach get out and bring Clifford in, who is a good lawyer and a good fella and a friend, but not particularly understanding of us and might give me some problems? I think he would try to prove that he was much more of a liberal than Fortas would. Fortas feels that he doesn't have to prove it. Now, there's my problem. The man I want's Fortas.
Mr. President, I don't know what the situation is going to be next year or the following year, but right now, if I were in your shoes, I'd appoint the man I wanted down and get him. There's not going to be any big controversy about the appointment of that kind right now, and maybe some little, all these little old storms, dust, little old whirlwinds and blow out a little bit around the edges of the field or some statements. But right now, the way you're situated, if I wanted to appoint us as Attorney General, I'd appoint him Attorney General and get him confirmed. I don't know appoint him personally very well. I remember him, he was down there at Harlickies for a while. About the only recollection I have of him in government. I don't remember him in
Well, he was just...
He was with Ickes first time I recall ever having...
He was Senator Wirtz's assistant when Senator Wirtz was undersecretary. When Senator Wirtz left to help me in the 41 campaign, he became undersecretary from 41 to 46. Then he left the government and went into private practice. He's a... on the board of some of the big companies, Armco Steel, and Federated Stores, and he represents Paramount, and some of the American Airlines, and some of the bigger companies. He says he does not want to come, that he shouldn't come, and he says that I renew the Baker thing, that I bring it up, that they say I'm putting Baker's lawyer in as Attorney General.
Well, they may say it, but not going to have any profound effect.
He did nothing wrong. He withdrew.
I don't see that Baker was entitled to counsel under all the principles of Anglo-Saxon law. He's entitled to a lawyer. And he went and hired Fortas. Fortas quit whenever he advised with you, and I don't think that's going to stir up any great commotion.
And made a public statement that he had.
If I wanted Fortas, I'd appoint Fortas. That's what I'd do if I didn't make you.
Okay. You know anything else I ought to know?
No, I don't believe I do. I believe you're giving us our brainwashing down there this afternoon.
Yes, sir. I just thought I'd meet with you and get them to tell me what they had scheduled, and so I'd kind of know when they were taking it up. When they're going to take it up, what they're going to take it up. Are you and Rivers going to have a conflict on your hearings, on your authorizations that you annually do? You do yours every year, and he said last night he's ready to go Tuesday, but he didn't want to have a conflict with your witness.
Well, I don't have no objection to him going there Tuesday if he wanted to, but McNamara's people told me he wasn't ready to go Tuesday.
He told me he'd be ready after Tuesday, but he didn't want a conflict with you, and he'd just have to see.
Yeah, we were really... due to go first this year. Benson and I swapped it for when he'd take it first 1 year, and now we take
you can't,
it one year last.
You can't do them both at the same time.
No. Uh-huh. Well, you can too, but In other words, after one group finishes with McNamara, the other can take him up, and then the one starts, McNamara takes up one of the services and goes into the depot. But I'm running mine with the subcommittee on appropriations along with the standing committee on all.
That's good. That's very fortunate. To...
And we have made saved a great deal of time.
That's good.
For the witnesses, and see, kept them all from having to make two appearances up yet.
That's excellent. Save them, and then it's better for the members. They get a good picture of it. There are two things that I want to emphasize to you while I got you on the line. I may not get to talk to you again. One is the pay bill. I'm going to try to... all of my people advise me that if we give them a little pay increase each year as the civilian thing rises and private rises, we save the huge ones of 14-16%. And they think, McNamara thinks, that he can take care in his budget of his, he has two-thirds of the pay increase, civilians and military. And he thinks if we could not put it into effect until next January, we could get it studied from now until July, August, and then come in and give them the very small percentage like you did last year that brings them up to the private thing. The budget director thinks we could get by with a $300 million, $400 million. McNamara would have his $200 odd million, and I could put in my contingency item for budget that much more, so I'd have the money to pay it. And we could get some of the Randall Commission, plus the Secretary of the Defense and the Budget Director and Chairman of Civil Service, to study it and come in and recommend to the President that this is fair in light of the authorizing legislation that says that we'll keep them up in tune with the others to make it effective about January the 1st, and we could pass the bill before we got out of here along that line. Now, I'm told him by that. I don't want Rivers to know it. That's what they think we could do.
Well, I've discussed that with McNamara, and he told me that, but you're going to have to do something with Rivers over there.
Well, Rivers wants the $1 billion one.
Hell of a big bill over there. It's going to be well nigh impossible for me to hold it over.
That's what he says, and Rivers told me that last night, and he says he's for the $1 billion one and that so forth. And McNamara says when he came down the street the other day, that nearly every car, everybody hollered at him in the parade and said, when did I get my pay increase?
Yeah, there's a very general feeling that we have increased the civilian pay a great deal more. Well, we have. We have increased a great deal more, but I don't know about all the nuances and the requisites and all that. And then there are a lot of little things that gag defense people. One of them is they allowed $6 a day travel allowance, and the civilian get $12 a day. Some things like that, I think, stick in their craw just as much as the... pay itself. It's hard as hell for a military man to go out with a civilian fellow on the same job, the same mission, and understand why he's left.
Why don't you get those together?
The other 12.
Is there a reason why we can't get that together?
No, except I just overlooked it. They pass these damn bills over here, giving these things civilians so fast, I can't keep up with them. I just vote against them, let them go. Well, we're going to have to equalize things like that, because that's something that's just a glaring discrepancy.
Do you think of a better plan than the one we've got, having this commission made up of government and private, and come in and make a recommendation, if we can kind of hold it in line?
Well, I don't know. The Congress is sort of fed up on old man Randall. I guess he's good as anybody. If you appoint a commission like that, though, for God's sake, put two, three military men on there, put some master sergeant or something, have it big enough. But they'll be like they got a fellow on there that knows what it is to go through this thing and explain the details of it. That'll help soften it an awful lot.
Who else would you have besides the master sergeant?
Oh, well.
You have McNamara, Chairman of Civil Service. He's a good sound man. Director of the Budget's a sound man.
Yeah, but they'll look at it all from the standpoint of what comes out on the white slip.